Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis, and I'm with my lovely wife, Rachel. We are your hosts. This is the show where we talk about everything homeschooling, the how, what, when, where, and why. We want to affirm and encourage your decision to homeschool. We want to challenge and inspire you to take it to new heights, and we want to celebrate everything you get to experience in this adventure of a lifetime. Welcome to episode number 63. Today's show is titled, and I love this title, The Power of a Private Parenting Crisis. Okay, Rachel, let's talk homeschool. So we listen to the Matt Walsh show, and he has a segment where he cancels someone or something. In January, he happened to cancel a mom who recorded her personal parenting crisis and then, of course, posted it for the world to see. And we want to add our commentary and elaborate on some of the points he made that we believe are worth reiterating and looking at real close. So, Rachel, tell us a little bit about what this woman did, first of all, so we have an idea of what happened.
Okay, so I want to be really cautious here because I think Matt did a good job of this on his show, that he wanted to be clear that he wasn't canceling. Some of you might have heard it. I do not remember the episode number this was on, but he was very careful to say he did not want to cancel her content, but he wanted to cancel the context. And that I agree with 100%. So I want to make it clear, I did not watch the video that went viral, apparently. But this mom had a parenting crisis moment, which I think most parents have sooner or later. And her conclusion was just how incredibly hard parenting is. And she was realizing not only is parenting hard, but that her son, and I think he was around 3, is just mimicking everything that she's doing. And so if she behaves badly, guess what? He behaves badly. And it's just so hard. Oh my goodness, it's just so hard. She goes on and on and on. And she's sobbing and she's crying and she's cussing. And she is the definitive hot mess. And she's doing this moment in her car. And then she records it and then uploads it to social media. I agreed totally with Matt that this was such a tragic moment. Not that she had it, right? Because we all have these moments, I believe, that when we come face to face with our own sinful nature because we see our kids do exactly what we've done. That has happened to me more times than I care to count. Certainly don't want to confess them all. So that is a moment of personal crisis. But what I thought was so tragic about this circumstance, there's several things. I don't know if we'll get to all of them. One was obviously that she posted it on social media.
Right.
It seemed to me that she was using this moment to prop herself up, hopefully through a bunch of people going, oh, you're okay, you're enough, you're better than you think, all of this stuff. Most of which I would say not true, right? Because we're not better than we think. We're not enough. We're not good. We are fallen, sinful creatures, even and not maybe even especially as parents, because we're having to face it in our children. I thought it was tragic that she posted it, because I thought it was tragic that she didn't seem, and maybe she does, I don't know to cry out to God. Because I can count on both hands if I needed to. I can list times in my parenting when I was a blubbering, crying, desperate mom on my face, crying out to God, going, I have no idea what to do. I am so tired. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know how to help this child. I don't know how to discipline this child. I don't know. There are so many instances in my life. And while I was overwhelmed and frustrated and exhausted, I knew I could take that to God.
Right.
And I didn't turn on a camera and blubber onto a screen and then post it and hope that all my pals, probably most of whom would be anonymous, people I've never even met, came along and gave me enough hits of dopamine by liking my video that I'd feel better about myself. You don't learn anything doing it that way.
Well, right. And I think one of the keys to the title that we've put to this show is the word private. It's the power of a private parenting crisis. Those moments like you described where...
But wait, it's the potential power of a private parenting moment, right? Because the potential was lost in this one, but yeah.
Right, because when, one, when you make it public,
right,
then you're turning all the attention on yourself. When there was this fantastic opportunity for you to be going, okay, I need help. And I might actually mess up my kids if I continue on this path.
Right.
And one example with this woman in particular is she was talking about the cuss words that her kid is saying. And it was great in that she said, and he's doing that because I cuss in front of him.
Right.
So she wasn't blaming the kid or one of the kid's friends.
Right.
She was blaming the right person, herself. She recognized that she was an example to this kid. And she was being a bad example to this kid, and she was frustrated that she was being a bad example to this kid, and basically crying out saying, I don't want to continue down this path.
Right, right.
But what where she failed was not letting that processing and happen to her privately or between her and God. And let's face it, folks, if you're a Christian... That's what sanctification is.
Right.
It's that painful process of pruning and cutting off the chips and the rough spots in your life, breaking you, molding you, shaping you into the image of that you're made into the likeness of Christ, because eventually we are destined to be glorified in his presence.
Right.
But that's not happening right now. So this is where the hard work is happening. And it can be painful, but we're part of what we're trying to say here is don't shy away from having those parenting crises. They can be powerful if it's between you and God.
Right. And I think that was heart-wrenching to hear. So he did play the audio on his show. And just to hear this gut-wrenching brokenness that she was experiencing, this realization that she was experiencing... And I do think that that has been one of the real major negatives, in my view, of this whole social media culture that we have, is we've gotten to where we feel so comfortable putting all, a lot of things, I would argue, are inappropriate to be posted on social media. A lot of what's posted on social media ought not be posted on social media.
Right.
And often, and I've, you know, I've had people talk to me about this, oh, we just want to be real, we want to be authentic, we want to be raw. Look, some of that does, nobody else needs to see that. Nobody else needs to know that. I've read postings, and this mom is just one really extreme example of, I really believe, God stirring somebody, right? God doing something, God calling someone's attention to something. Only for them to put it on social media so that people... Well, and how are you supposed to respond to that? Like? I mean, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
And so it's just not appropriate. So that's one thing. Don't do this. Don't do this. And again, you know, we talk about... on this podcast, we talk a lot about doing hard things. We talk about leaning in. We talk about dying to yourself. And really, all of those things are key. And all of those things are biblical. And all of those things are what we have an opportunity to do in this journey called home education. And this is another one of those. It would be easier to record yourself and post it on social media and sit there with a box of tissues and hope that a bunch of people go in there and write to you about how good you are. It's harder to sit in the silence with a box of tissues and call out to God. And look, I want you to know, Mom, your God's big enough for you to fall apart in front of, to cry out, to be frustrated, to be exhausted, because he already knows.
Yeah.
And to cry out to him and to just sit there in that moment and let the Holy Spirit come and do what only the Holy Spirit of the Almighty can do in your heart and mind so that you can get up and go forward and be different because of your personal parenting crisis.
Right.
And not be the same. And yes, you might end up finding yourself back at that place again, But allowing the God of the universe to make and mold you into who he created you to be. That's the key. So these moments, Matt went on to say something that I really agreed with. And he said that there are parenting moments, there are personal moments in our lives that are not meant for anyone else but us.
Right.
Man, I thought he nailed it when he said that. That is true.
Yeah.
But in our culture, so often we're racing out. In my generation, this will date me. When I was homeschooling, it was pick up the phone and call somebody.
Okay.
You won't believe what he did today. You won't believe what he didn't do today. I can't believe. That's what it was in my day. And boy, it was easier to pick up the phone. But I had this one woman said to me, she goes, yeah, I try not to pick up the phone, but instead run to the throne.
Oh, good.
That's good. That's good. I haven't come up with something quite that catchy when it comes to social media. But I do think our first knee-jerk reaction to parenting crisis, to frustration, to feelings of being overwhelmed, when you just don't know, when you're angry, when you're exhausted, I think we would be better served. Our marriages would be better served. Our children would be better served. If we would cry out to God, the God who hears.
Yeah, so true.
So I want to encourage you moms. I want to challenge you moms that first, the encouragement is you're going to have these moments and you're not alone. I believe that often when we have these moments of crisis, we think we're the only one who's sobbing in the front of the sofa in the living room. We're the only one that's crying in the bathroom. We're the only one that's crying in the car. We're the only one who's ever had a crisis moment. So I want to encourage you and say, you're not alone. We've all had those moments. We've all had those moments. But the second thing I want to challenge you to do is resist the urge to record and post.
Right.
I dare you to lean in and ask the Lord, okay, Lord, what do you want to show me? What do you want to teach me? Pour it all out before him. Pour it all out before him. All of your tears, all of your anger, all of your frustration. Pour it all out in front of him and say, okay, show me. What do you want to teach me? What do I need to know? Help me. Grow me. Show me. Teach me. All of that. And don't post it on social media.
Well, and I do believe God is the first and foremost place to go, person to go. But I remember early on in our homeschool journey where you were having a really tough homeschooling day.
Mm-hmm.
And you would call me at work and you would say, please tell me why we're doing this.
Yeah.
What in the world is going on? This is not working.
Right.
I haven't taught the kids anything. They're still in their pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a failure. And I'm on the other end thinking, okay, how do I support my wife?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's hard. This isn't the first time that Rachel called with a similar description of how the day went.
Right.
And so I don't want to say, well, let's just throw in the towel and call it, you know, say we tried. Because I do believe in this. And I know long term we've both thought this is good for our families. And so I remember sometimes kind of just making it up as I'm going. Honey, we're doing the most important things in life.
Mm-hmm.
We're parenting the kids. We're teaching them about God. Parenting's hard work. We're in the trenches in a lot of ways. And I would challenge you husbands to be prepared to take a call from your wife,
mm-hmm.
to look her in the eye when you get home and tell her, you're doing a great job.
Mm.
This is all worth it. I know it's hard and I know it's easy to feel like a failure today.
Mm-hmm.
But here are the reasons why we're homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the reasons why we're wanting to train these kids and be good parents.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to stop and think long and hard enough to come up with good answers. And I think it's good for men, husbands and dads, to step back and say, yeah, what are we trying to achieve
right.
as parents? What are our goals as a family that's homeschooling? And that will be a good challenge for you to actually put pen to paper, write down those answers so that you can articulate it with your wife, have a conversation when she's not in crisis, and then have a conversation when you get that unexpected call and she needs a little pick-me-up and a little help and a little reaffirmation.
And that's why we talked about this in another episode, so you'll have to go back and find it. But we talk about the importance of having a why we do this file.
Right.
Right? So on a really bad day, you can both take it out. between blowing your nose and emptying another tissue box so that you can remember. Look, it's hard work. It's hard work, but it is glorious work. It is glorious work that you will not regret.
Right. So if you're on the verge of having a parenting crisis, one, remember it can be powerful. So go to God, go to the throne. Second, make it private, mm-hmm. just between you and God. And after that, do it with each other. Have a conversation as a husband and wife so that it's about your family. Your family's unique. You don't try and be like other families. Be the family that God has called you to be.
Right.
That he's brought you together, brought these kids into your life for a purpose and for a reason. He knows you can handle it, and he knows it's going to be hard, but he's going to be all the strength and provide everything you need to do this. All right. Love talking about homeschooling, parenting, life together. Thank you all for listening. We hope you'll join us next time. And if you liked what you heard, please share this with a friend. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, and we are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carmen. We want to thank our sponsor, Apologia Educational Ministries. Their mission is to help homeschooling families learn, live, and defend the Christian faith. Apologia is the number one publisher of creation-based science and Bible curricula for homeschooling families, with over 130 number one awards covering a time span of more than 13 years in a row. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA and the world. Go to apologia.com, a great place to explore creation. Have a great day, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.